in this bulletin, the Dubbo local government area in regional New South Wales to go into lockdown. The Taliban captures more territory in Afghanistan. And Argentine football star Lionel Messi leaves Barcelona. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. New South Wales has recorded 344 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19, and at least 65 of them were infectious in the community. Another two people have died, a man in his 90s who was not vaccinated, and a man in his 30s who had underlying health conditions have both died in hospital. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while daily case numbers are still high, she says there are some positive trends emerging in the worst affected areas.
I do want to stress that, as we know, the last 2 days we have seen a surge in the number of cases, and we expect that to continue. But positively, we are starting to see a decline in cases in the Fairfield government, local government area, but also in the Canterbury-Bankstown local government area. And while the number of cases, especially in Canterbury-Bankstown, are still high, we are starting to see a decline. So that intensive work we've been doing in those areas is starting to have effect.
And the Dubbo local government area in the central west of New South Wales will go into lockdown at 1pm today. It follows the discovery of two cases which have forced the closure of the Dubbo West Public School and the Macquarie Anglican Grammar School. Meanwhile, Victoria has detected another 20 locally acquired cases of COVID-19. 15 of the cases are linked to the current outbreaks and 5 are under investigation. 14 of the 20 cases had been in quarantine during their infectious periods. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is likely to announce an extension of Melbourne's lockdown until at least early next week. The lockdown is currently scheduled to end tomorrow, but the state government is expected to extend it. And the lockdown in Cairns and Yarrabah in far north Queensland will end at 4pm today, but masks will still have to be worn. Queensland has recorded 4 new cases, which are all linked to the Indooroopilly cluster and all have been in isolation. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says people in the Cairns region will need to continue to wear face masks in line with the restrictions in place in southeast Queensland.
I want to thank the Cairns community in advance, because this is what now we're asking you to do exactly what the 11 LGAs are doing down here in the southeast, and that will apply, of course, until Sunday, August the 22nd. So that's great news. And of course, the Cairns residents will also have to be wearing those masks, just as they do down here in SEQ, and of course the high school students will need to wear masks as well.
In overseas news, health authorities in Guinea are monitoring 155 people who may have been in contact with a confirmed case of Marburg virus. It's a highly infectious fever similar to Ebola, with transmission between humans usually through contact with blood or other bodily fluids. The World Health Organization says the Marburg virus has been circulating in animals, particularly bats, in southern Guinea and neighbouring Sierra Leone and Liberia. The United States has again defended its decision to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan as the Taliban continues to take more territory. Taliban militants have captured 2 more provincial capitals as foreign troops exit the country. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Joe Biden believes the Afghan National Security Forces have the equipment, numbers, and training to fight back.
The president continues to believe that it is not inevitable that the Taliban takes over Kabul or the country, and that they need to show political will at this point to push back. And obviously there's a political process that we continue to support.
The United Nations is warning of human rights violations in Afghanistan. Ravina Shamdasani is with the Office of the High Commissioner for Human Rights.
People are living in fear and dread. Women are already being, you know, killed and shot for breaching rules that have been imposed on their what they can wear and on where they can move without a male escort. It's time for the international community to prioritise peace in Afghanistan.
Argentine football star Lionel Messi has arrived in France, where he's joining Paris Saint-Germain. Messi quit Barcelona after the club could no longer afford to pay his salary due to financial regulations. And let's see what the weather's doing for you around the country at the moment. A couple of showers about in Perth, where it's 18 degrees. Rain easing in Adelaide, 16. A shower or two developing in Melbourne, 17. Much the same for Hobart, a windy day as well, 15. Late showers in Canberra, where it's 19 degrees. Fine weather in Wollongong, 25. Sunny weather for you in Sydney as well, 25 degrees. Fantastic weather in Newcastle too, 24. In Brisbane, possible shower in 23, showers as well for Cairns, 27, and fine weather in Darwin where it's 33 degrees at the moment. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.